Madhya of Madani channel. Dua is a great source of attaining lots of blessing in this world and the hereafter. Dua is an extremely easy and a proven source of having munajat, in other words, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adopting humbleness. Dua is a means of attaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting wishes fulfilled from His great court, becoming deserving of His grace and favors, becoming deserving of His mercy, of attaining forgiveness, and getting the solution of worldly and the hereafter problems and difficulties. The act of making dua is the habit of beloved bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is also a great act of worship. Making dua is a sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dua is a very great blessing and privilege from Allah Azza wa Jal for the sinful bondsmen. Importance and appreciation of dua can be judged by the fact that in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal is not only commanding His bondsmen to make dua in His court, but He Azza wa Jal is also blessing them with good news that the duas will be accepted. It is stated in chapter 24, Surah Al-Mu'min, verse number 16. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and your Rabb has proclaimed, pray to me, I shall answer your prayer. Similarly, in chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, in verse number 186, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, O dear Rasul Muhammad, when my bondsmen question you concerning me, then surely I am close, I answer the prayer of the supplicant when he calls on me. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if the blessed days of the blessed life of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are studied closely, then we will learn that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to make different kind of du'as as his routine. This blessed practice of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was also to teach his ummah.